Bezer Hashem, tonight we're picking up with Kuf Savi Gimel Beis. And we're continuing on the halachas of Zimun. The Mechaber goes on to tell us that not in every instance do we have three individuals who automatically qualify for a Zimun. Afil lo hukbu b'tchila kulam nachal yachad. So he starts off talking about an instance of where you have individuals who weren't necessarily kavua together. And the Mishnah Brura points out in Sifkat and Yuches, I know I haven't yet explained the words of Mechaber, but I think it's important to jump into the words of Mishnah Brura first. Kviyus nikra kishiyoshim v'ochem al shulchan echad. A kviyus that binds people together that we learned last night, that the halacha is that you can't separate when you have three people for a zimun, that's only if they're kavua, that they ate ba'ofen kavua together. And what does that mean? That they ate on one shulchan or on one mat. Afilu kol echad ochel mikikaro, says the Mishnah Brura, that those are considered individuals who are bound together. So that's the rule of thumb. When we say that the halacha is that you have three people can't separate, they need to do Zimun together, as well as up until six, we said that they all have to do Zimun together. From six, we learned that they could divide, then to ten. At ten, they can't divide. So all that's only talking about when the apic fuse together. However, otherwise, they can, because there's no chiyuv of Zimun when there's no kfiyus biyachad. However, adds the Mechaber, now we're ready for the Mechaber. If there are already two people eating together, so maybe one would have thought that in such a case they didn't start out together, that's not called a kfiyus. No, it's a kfiyus and they have to bench together. So we see what's critical is the gemara achila. Every once in a while what will happen, it will be that you'll sit down and other people will join you. As long as the gemara achila is together, then that's enough to qualify as a kfiyus. Now there is much discussion about what qualifies as kfiyus v'zman hazeh. So Marein Rabbein Rav Nevin Sal Shlita quotes Rav Dimitrovsky. The name Dimitrovsky is now associated, rightly so, for great lamdos. But there's also a tremendous and there was a tremendous Talmud Chacham who was a Magid Shir in Yeshiva Kota for many years. His brother is famous in Panovich. So this is a family name that is both famous, both big Marbitze Torah, one in Panovich and one in the Yeshivas Hezder. And the one in Yeshivas Hezder was Yisroel Dimitrovsky. So I think he may be well. He's still around today in Yeshiva Kota. His brother, I'm sure, knows who he is. He's quite old today. He's Rav Nevin Sal's age, even a little older than Rav Nevin Sal. So he gave the big Iwan Shir in Yeshiva Kota for many, many years. So Rav Nevin Sal quotes in his name that he said that what qualifies as kfiyus today is, as we saw in the Mishnah Brura, is the eating b'shulchan echad. The moment in which people are eating in different shulchanos, it's not considered kfiyus. However, there's one exception, and that is the exception being on Shabbos. And Shabbos in Yeshiva, since everybody is planning to listen to the same Divrei Torah and sing Zmiros, so then in such a case, they are considered joined together. For that matter, what comes out halacha l'maisa is that even if the Sefer Das Torah from the Marashtam writes that if you have individuals who sit down at one table, even if they don't know each other, the table itself is koveh. So you have people at work that sit down next to each other. So in such a case, that would be enough for them to have kviyas. Not only on Shabbos, but if they're all at a wedding or they're all at an event, dinner and so on and so forth, where clearly the context joins them together, then the halachas of one shulchan doesn't apply. But as a broad strokes, that is the rule of thumb. So this is the rule. We call makom im yochel imon back into the mechaber below keva rishon lechag. Anytime that they didn't eat bikvius, so then in such a case they're able to separate. Al ken hu shamish. The shamish is a totally different halacha. So because the shamish never sits down, and therefore the shamish, as we have in other places, shulchan aruch bunch when he benches with them, is considered part of the zimun. Says the Ramon, kol makom filu kol makom shereshon lechalek adif tefelas mezamein mishum deberov am hadras nach. It's better to have a zimun because the concept of rov am hadras melech. So this is the way it once upon a time was, that Rav Ama Ahadras Melech was extremely, extremely important. Rav Shlomo Zalman decried, I heard from Rav Neman Sal Shlita, that Rav Shlomo Zalman decried that people aren't careful enough for Rav Ama Ahadras Melech. I think I mentioned in the past, Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that even yard sites shouldn't separate. We're here in a learning in a place that's also used as a minyan factory. So Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't into minyan factories of minyan and breaking up. Maybe you need a minyan every 20 minutes because Baruch Hashem, we live amongst many Jews. But let's say you have two minyan at the same time. The two chiyuvim. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that to be mevater, to have Rav Ama Ahadras Melech, would be better than to do, be yotze what it's called the chiyuv. Similarly, I had a meisen. I just got a sefer from one of my talmidim. It's a big nachas. I'm now reaching the stage where I'm now zocha that my older talmidim are writing svarim, Baruch Hashem. So one of my talmidim, Reb Gavriel Singer, just wrote a sefer on all the Maseches Makos. Beautiful, a really nice sefer. So I have these notes from Rav Neman Sal a few days after he made a scene in Rav Neman Sal's house. So at the seal, so I remember this. I didn't remember it was that this event, but Baruch Hashem, when you take notes, you remember things that you had forgotten. So at the seal of Rav Sal's house, Gavriel made the seal, and there was mezonos. So Rav Sal, I had suggested that one of boys make al michya aloud for everybody else. So and then a few days later, I was learning from him Barov Hamadras Melech, this Amud in the Mishneh Berurah. So at the time, I had asked Rav Nemtzal, maybe we should have one boy be motzi everybody in the bracha Me'ein Shalosh. Especially, I was concerned maybe there was someone who doesn't have a bencher. So he said, no, each one of them should say on their own. Why? Because he thought it seems that Barov Hamadras Melech would apply to benching, but we don't apply to the bracha Me'ein Shalosh, and hence. That was how what I understood from Rav Neman Sal. So let's continue on Siv Gimel. Yeah,
it sounds like from here that even if they were not covered together,
they can. Nachon.
No matter what, even if it's they're sitting at different tables.
Correct. As long as there is something
binding them together,
that on some level is binding them together. You're going to need something that. Maybe you're asking. Well, what exactly would qualify to allow them to do azima together? Because if they aren't eating it all, so what's gonna qualify? Give me a second to mish around over here a little. See if anybody discusses your question. I hear what you're asking. Yeah. So the Mishneh Berurah already alludes to your question. In Sif Katan Yud Tes. He says, in halfway through Sif Katan Yud Tes, Da'al Kolpanim Haschala Ogmar Be'inam Biyachad. At the end of the day, you need something that is being done Biyachad. There needs to be something that's being done Biyachad. So it seems from the Mishneh Berurah, at the end of the day, there, what's necessary is to have some type of gemar biyachad. Tough. It's a fair question. Let's continue on in Sif Gimel. Im hayu rochvim va'amar nochal. If people are riding along on a donkey and they say, "Let us eat," afa kishkol echad ochal miki karo. Even if each one of them ate from their loaf, v'lo yardu me'habehemos mitzdarfin. They do join. Kimush amdu makom echad. As long as they're staying in one place. That already is considered achila biyachad. Avim hayu hochem v'ochlem lo. If they're going on the way, then that would not qualify. Vim hayu ochlem basad mefuzar mefuradim al pi shochem kulam b'sha'achas u'mikigar echad kimu shal kavu makom le'echol. Here, the problem is that they weren't kavu makom le'echol. So even if the haschala or the gemar is biyachad, that is not going to be enough. Fascinating Rama over here, and a little bit of history comes out of this Rama as well. Haminig shalol zamin bebeis obed kochavim. The minag is not to have zimun in the house of an obed kochavim. V'nirli atam, and it appears to me that the reason is mishum delo yuchal likboa atzman bebeis obed kochavim, that they wouldn't be able to do zimun in the beis obed kochavim mishum yiras obed kochavim v'avikilu achlo belo keva, because they were so fearful that the guy might stab them in the back. So they weren't relaxed. There was no kfius. Va'odi yishlochus l'sakara im yisharon b'nusach habracha. V'lo yomru harachon yivarech balabayis hazeh. Another thing, says the Ramah, in our edition of the Ramah, the correct edition of the Ramah, is that they were not going to say harachon yivarech balabayis hazeh, and it's called mesuben kan, etc., etc., because they didn't want to give a bracha to David Kalchavim. V'lochem itchil lo kavatzon rak levarech kolech levadoi. And these harachmans were only said with the zimun. Don't change a minute. Now, the Dirshu Mishabura points out that once upon a time, the va'od was taken out. The va'od yishlach l'sakana shenisharim nusach habracha v'lo yom rarach meivarach ba'al ba'izeh. That it was, they were afraid that the goyim would say that we don't say yirachim on the goyim. Yivarach ba'al ba'izeh. So they took it out. And now, with the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Chav Zayin, we're sure that the Mishnah Brura, who took it out? In the printing of the old Mishnah Bruras, in the old Shulchan Aruch it appears, but it seems that the old Mishnah Bruras had it taken out, and the Mishnah Brura cryptically adds, Ha'achron Chalkin Hazeh, U'kayom, Shenig Mevzamnim, U'barachman Omrim, Harachman Yishachlan Barachim Ruba, Balichaseinu, U'bi Yeshivaseinu, Ad Ola. So, he didn't say that the Mishnah Brura's edition, it didn't say not, you wouldn't want to say Harachman Varachas Baal Bayis, but it just says cryptically, Harachman Shachlan and Bracham Brura Balicha Sem Yeshiva Sem Adol. Why? Because you're not supposed to say Harachman Varach Baal Bayis says when it's an Avodas Kocham. Very, very interesting thing. Not many people are aware of this halacha. It would seem, and I didn't see any chalkim, that one should not say Harachman Varach Baal Bayis says when it comes to an Ove Kochavim. In fact, the Dirshu quotes from Rav Zilberstein, from the Chashuk Echemed in Brachos, that if a person is on an airline that belongs to a guy, or any other Makum Tziburi, so then in such a case, you should say this line that we have over here in the Mishnah Brura. Harach Mishachlan Ambrocha Meruba Ba'alichaseinu Ubi Yeshivaseinu Ad Olam. And this seems to apply in general. The Magen Avraham in those days point out the Jews were so unrelaxed, just to appreciate what we have today, brought down the end of Sivkat Chav Zayin, is that they would not say Harachman if they were in a Gentile Malon because there wasn't any kvius. And the Prima Gadim says that in such a case they would not eat the kvius. So it's something for us to be thankful for those who have freedoms in the United States of America. It should continue. And for those of us who are zocher to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's even much more special to appreciate. Once upon a time, people, when they were eating in public areas, did not feel relaxed. It wasn't even considered a kfius. Ashreinu matov chalkenu. We should use our special freedom for the right things. Amen. Ben Chorin and Elmishi Asim Betorah.